Yeah, thank you for coming, and kol hakavod for coming for such a late hour after such a long day of learning. Amash, kol hakavod. I will be more than happy to see your faces, to appreciate. It's very hard to see faces today because of COVID. Also when you meet in person, but it's even more difficult on Zoom. So I'll be more than happy to see you for our last and final session of Tishrei in the day of given by Ben Drash Zichron Dov. So since it's the last year, I said that people are probably tired and they want something nice and easy. So I took something nice, cute, and easy. And it's about the last prayer that we say in Sukkot, the last prayer we say in the Sukkah. Where this is the final day of the Chagim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. And after all these great holidays, what is our tefillah to Hashem? What is our prayer to Hashem? Yehi ratzon mifanecha, Hashem Elokeinu veElokei Avoteinu, keshem shekiyamti veyashavti besukah zo, ken ezkeh leshana ba, leshev besukah shel Leviatan. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers, that just like I have fulfilled fulfilled and sat in the sukkah, I will also merit next year to sit in the sukkah of the Leviathan. We're praying, Hashem, let's be next year not in a sukkah out of wood, but rather in a sukkah out of Leviathan. I don't know about you, I had a very enjoyable sukkah last year, and I didn't have for one second, I didn't want to switch my sukkah, definitely not to a sukkah made out of the skin of a Leviathan. It doesn't seem to be appealing at all. Why are we wishing, why are we praying, Hashem, please, let's have a sukkah made out of the skin of a Leviathan. Why would we even want such a thing? What is a Leviathan? The topic of the shir is called the whale in the sukkah. So I'm no marine biologist, but in the source sheet, there is a picture of a decoration that they can find in Israel, maybe also here, with the tefillah, with the prayer of asking a sukkah made out of skin of a Leviathan. And you see there a picture of a whale. It's a sukkah built inside a whale. In modern Hebrew, Leviathan is whale. Is it in fact a whale? Not necessarily. Most chances not. I see Reb Chaim Metzger nodding his head. Yes, most chances not. The Torah says in Bereshit, in our first source, "Vayivra Elokim et ha'tanimim ha'gdulim." God created the great sea monsters. By the way, in modern Hebrew, tanin is crocodile. Tanin is crocodile. But no one thinks for a second that the Leviathan is a crocodile. Rashi explains to us who are the taninim, who are these great sea monsters. Rashi says, "Dagim gdolim shebayam, great fish that are in the ocean." Uvidivra Gada, hu Leviathan hu ben zugo. And we also see in the words of the Divra Gada that it's in fact the Leviathan and its companion, shebram zachar v'nekeva. Hashem created the Leviathan, both male and female, and he killed the female, and he's preserving her for times to come. Why? Because if they'll have children, this Leviathan, so in that case, they're so big, they're so huge, the world can't hold them. They're so big, we can't even have them in our world. So because of that, he had to kill the female, and Hashem is keeping her for times to come. So we see that they're fish. Today, a whale is a mammal. So it's hard to believe that the Leviathan that we're discussing here is in fact the whale, because it's a fish and not a mammal. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says, what is the Leviathan? So he says, quite interestingly, "V'rov ma she'erich bedibur ahu haya betoar Leviathan, asher kalal sgulot gashmiot mefuzarot bebaalei chaim ha'olech ve'asuche ve'ameofef." This Leviathan is like this kind of multiple animal. It also could walk. It also could fly. It also could swim. It sounds like a duck, to be honest. But it has these amazing powers that can do multiple things, and he's something very, very special. This is says the Moreh Nevuchim. So it's some kind of sea creature, sea monster that we don't even understand what it is. But it seems to be something very, very special. It's probably not a duck, because in that case, it's not very special at all. But these are a few you could have an entire shura discussing what kind of animal it is. But these are a few ways of understanding what is this Leviathan. Okay. Why do we even need a sukkah made out of a skin of a Leviathan? Why do we need such a thing? The Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra on source number 4 tells us, V'amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asot sukkah la'tzadikim me'oro shel Leviathan, she'nemar atemele b'sukot oro, b'sukot oro. Rabba, the sages Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan, they say that in the future, Hashem will prepare a sukkah for tzadikim, and that sukkah will be made out of the skin of Leviathan. Zacha osim lo sukkah, lo zacha osim lo tzitzal. If in fact you are a tzaddik, so you will get a sukkah made out of the skin of a Leviathan. But if you're less of a tzaddik, osim lo tzitzal, you get this kind of covering, but not entire sukkah that surrounds you, but rather a tzitzal, a covering. Lo zacha, as imu zacha osim lo tzitzal. Lo zacha, if he's less of a tzaddik, osim lo anak. So you don't get a cover made out of the skin of the Leviathan, you get a necklace. Zacha osim lo anak, lo zacha osim lo kamea. If you're less of a tzaddik, you're less of a righteous man, so if you're not getting a necklace, you will get an amulet. V'ashar, and in the remaining of the skin of the Leviathan, polso HaKadosh Baruch Hu al chomot Yerushalayim, v'zivho mavhik misof ha'olam v'atsofo, sh'ne'emar v'alchu goyim l'orech, u'malachim l'noga zochech. The remaining part of the skin of the Leviathan, Hashem spreads it on the walls of Jerusalem, and its glory radiates from one end of the world until the other end. So we see that the Gemara says that in the future we'll have this use of the skin of the Leviathan. If you're righteous, you will get an entire sukkah. If you're less righteous, you will get some kind of small covering. If you're less of a righteous, you'll get a necklace. If you're less of a righteous, you'll get a small amulet for some reason. Why? Why do we need this skin of Leviathan? What purpose do we have of it? So, Harav Yoshiyahu Pinto, a commentator of the Shas a few hundred years ago, he says that this relates to a Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, in the tractate of Avodah Zarah, which tells us what will happen in the days to come when Hashem will reappear in front of us. The Gemara says, source number 5, Amru lefanav, Ribono shel olam, Tna lanu merosh b'nasena, Hashem. We see that Bnei Israel, the people of Israel, are getting a lot of reward because of the mitzvot that they commit in this world. Why didn't you give us a reward as well? Amar lan kodesh baruch hu shotim shebaolam. Mi shetarach b'erev shabbat yochal b'shabbat. Mi shelo tarach b'erev shabbat mi'chan yochal b'shabbat. Hashem replies to them and tells them, fools of the world, now we're in the time of Shabbos. On Shabbos you cannot cook, you cannot prepare anything for Shabbos. You can only prepare before Shabbos. Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbat, one who has made an effort in the evening of Shabbos, he can now enjoy a good meal on Shabbos. But if you didn't make an effort in the evening of Shabbos, so you cannot enjoy on Shabbos. So in this case, it's too late. Now is the time to get the reward. Now it's not the time to do the mitzvot. Af al pichen, mitzvah kela yesh li, v'sukah shma, lechu v'asu ota. Nevertheless, Hashem grants them their wish and tells them, okay, I will give you one mitzvah to do, and that's an easy mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of sukkah. This is the mitzvah that I'm giving you to perform. That's what Hashem is giving them. Okay, the Gemara continues, and the continuation of 5. Miyad kol echad ve'echad notel ve'olech ve'oseh sukkah ve'rosh gago. Immediately, each and every Gentile will take materials and he'll build a sukkah on the top of his roof. Ve'akadosh baruch hu makdir aleihem chama b'tkufot tamuz. And what will happen? Hashem will set upon them the heat of the sun in the season of Tammuz. He will set upon them the heat of the sun on the summer. On the summer of Israel, it's very, very hot. Not as Western Canada during the summer, but it's also quite hot. He sets upon them the sun, and then what happens? The Umot HaOlam, the other nations of the world, it's too hot for them, and they go out of the sukkah, they cannot perform the mitzvah, and they kick the sukkah and leave. So, Says Rabbi Yishayahu Pinto, the Rif, the reason why we need a sukkah made out of the skin of the Leviathan is because of the days to come. Because in the days to come, Hashem will test the nations of the world, and He will set upon them the heat of Tammuz, and then it will be very hot. And the Goyim, they can't handle it, they'll go outside. We will be under the sukkah of the Leviathan. We'll be under the sukkah made of the skin of this great creature, and this will protect us from the heat of the time of Tammuz. Okay, so this is the purpose of Sukkot Or Rosh Leviathan, and this is why we're praying for it, that in the days to come, we will be under it, and it will protect us, and we will get the reward of performing mitzvot for our entire lives. I'd like to ask two questions. First of all, we have many mitzvot, 613. Why is Hashem testing the nations of the world, is giving them one mitzvah to see if they're capable of doing it? The mitzvah of Sukkah. Why did He choose the mitzvah of Sukkah? We have many mitzvot, Shabbos, Tefillin, Tzitzit. There are so many mitzvot that we can test the nations of the world. Why did He choose only the mitzvah of Sukkah? Another question that I thought of, if we see in source number 6, the book called Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it tells us about how to perform the mitzvah of Sukkot, and beforehand gives us an introduction. He says that the Torah says, "Ktiv leman edu dorotechem, ki besukot toshavti b'nei Yisrael b'yotzietam Mitzrayim." The Torah commands us to be under the sukkah. Why? Because we need to remember that when we left Egypt, so we were under the Sukkot. ולכן צריכים לכוון בשעות הסוכה שציוון הקדוש ברוך הוא ליישב בסוכה זכר יצא מצרים. And because of that, when we sit under the sukkah, we should remember that we sat under the sukkah when we left Egypt. I'm now going a few lines ahead. ואף על פי שיצא במצרים בחודש ניסן, if we're sitting in the sukkah to commemorate the exodus of Egypt, so we left Egypt not on Tishrei. This is a shir that's supposed to be on Nisan in a day, not Tishri on a day. We left Egypt in Nisan. So why are we doing it? Well, why are we commemorating the exit of, why are we celebrating Sukkot in Nisan? Lo tzivanu lasot sukkah b'oto zman. Lama? Why didn't we do the Sukkot at that time? Lefi shu etchalat yimot hakeitz. V'derech kol adam lasot sukkah letzel. The reason is that Pesach is usually in the beginning of the summer. And if it's the beginning of the summer, usually people, that time they didn't have air conditioners, so what did they do when it was hot? They went outside, they had this nice kind of a sukkah outside, and they chilled outside. So anyway, they would have sat in some kind of form of sukkah. Lo haitan nikeret shemitzvat ha-borei yitbarach shmo. We wouldn't have realized that people are sitting inside the sukkah because of the mitzvah, but rather they sit because of the weather. Lachen, because of that, ציווה אותנו לעשותה בחודש השביעי, שהוא זמן הגשמים, Hashem commanded us to do the mitzvah of Sukkah דווקא on Tishrei, because it's the beginning of the winter, it might even rain, and then everyone leaves their cottages and come back home. דרך כל אדם, לצאת מסוכתו ולשב בביתו, they're coming back to their warm houses. ואנחנו, and we, on Sukkot, יוצאים מן הבית, לשב בסוכה, וזה יראה לכל, כי מצוות המלך היא עלינו לעשותה. When we will leave our house during the days of cold, this will show everyone that we are now performing a mitzvah and not doing something which is actually comfortable. Okay? So what I saw in this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that we see that in Tammuz, it's the best time to sit in a sukkah. During the summer is the best time to leave your house and go to this kind of hut and be under this smaller house. So in that case, if the test that Hashem gave upon the nations was during summertime, during Tkufat Tammuz, that's supposed to be the best time to sit on the sukkah. What is the problem? Why are they leaving the sukkah and kicking it and going back inside? This is the perfect time. It's hot outside? Great. And the house is even warmer. Stay outside, stay in the sukkah. Why during the time of heat? That's the time that they have to leave the sukkah. So these are my two questions. That, first of all, why are they tested with the mitzvah of sukkah? And why are they disappointed from seeing the sukkah during the summertime? According to the Kisur Shulchan Aruch, this is the best time to sit under the sukkah. So in order to answer this question, I would like to learn with you an essay of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his book, Emet Le'Yaakov, which I think is a very, very fundamental essay. And I'll try to read it with you in Hebrew and English together. It's the seventh source. He's trying to learn the pasuk, Torah tzivarenu Moshe, Murashai Kirat Yaakov. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us the Torah, which is the legacy of the congregation of Yaakov. Kehilat Yaakov. It's the legacy of Kehilat Yaakov. So he's asking a few questions. Bivur lashon Yaakov, shishtevash bo ha-katuv. Vechem bivur Kehilat Yaakov, lo zer Yaakov, obne Yaakov. Kevechom makom. Usually, the people of Israel are called Bnei Israel. How come now we're called, when we're referring to the acceptance of the Torah, we're called Kehilat Yaakov, the congregation of Jacob. Why not we're called Bnei Israel as usual? Why is it also Kehilat Yaakov, the congregation of Israel? So he says, בפסוק הזה הגדירה כתוב את מהות התורה ובדווקא כתב כן. In this pasuk, we learn the true essence of the Torah. דהנה ישנו הבדל מהותי בין תורתם של ישראל לתורת האומות. There is a great difference and distinction between the Torah of Israel and the Torah of other nations. דבעות שאצל שער האומות תורתן היא רק מורשת יחידים ורק לגדוליהם ולחכמיהם היא מסורה. In other nations, the legacy of their Torah is given only to just a few. To just a few sages, just a few people which are with great character. Yeah, only several could be priests. Only a few actually understand what is written in their Torah. אבל אצל ישראל, התורה היא חלקת וירושת העם כולו. Am Israel, Bnei Israel, the Torah belongs to everyone. There's no difference between the greatest rabbi and the most simple Jew. Everyone have the same part in the Torah. Everyone can learn Torah and be part of the Torah and are expected to learn and also perform the mitzvot, the commandments of the Torah. V'zen nirmaz b'tivat Yaakov. And this is why they use they referred to Am Israel not as Bnei Israel, but rather as Tivat Yaakov. Ki Israel hum lashon kisarita. The word Israel, you have inside the word sar. And sar is minister, officer, something important. But Yaakov, inside the word Yaakov, you have the word akev, which means a heel, something which is not important. To indicate and teach us that the Torah belongs to every single Jew, even the most simple Jew, even the Jew of the heel, the akev. That's why it's called Yaakov. I'm carrying on at the continuation of 7. ואם נחדור לעניין זה, נראה ששורש העניין הוא ההבדל היסודי בין תורת ישראל לתורת האומות. There is a fundamental distinction between Israel's Torah and the Torah of the nations. דעיקר תורת העמים היא רק בזמן שאדם מתייחד לתוך ארבע אמותיו, ומוסר עצמו ללוקיו, יש לו תורה שלמה איך לעובדו וליראו. Among the nations, if you want to be the highest level of that nation, so you have to separate yourself from other people. You have to separate yourself from human society. You cannot get married. You cannot enjoy the pleasures of life, and you have to be separated and live inside your small, tiny box. Aval Torah Hashem, but on the other hand, our Torah, the Torah of Hashem, מקפת את כל חיי האדם יום יוולדו ועד ימותו. It is relevant and it's shayach to every human being from the day that he's born until the day that he dies. מן הבוקר ועד ערב, from dawn to dusk. Every single detail in your life, you can somehow connect it and relate it to עבודת השם. Somehow and elevate your mundane life to עבודת השם. And it gives a very interesting example. I won't read it inside, I'll explain it by heart. That the Gemara says that while Beit HaMikdash was, so for Jews can bring an offering called Shlamim and also an offering called Olah. But the nations can bring only one Korban, one offering, which is called Olah. What is the difference? Olah is a Korban that goes entirely to Hashem. You bring it to Beit HaMikdash and you burn it. It goes entirely to Hashem. You don't enjoy it one bit. But we can bring a korban, an offering called shlamim. What is special about korban shlamim? Korban shlamim is an offering that not only Hashem, the Mizbeach, enjoys it, but also we can eat from it. It's an offering to Hashem that we can eat from it, benefit from it, and enjoy it. So we see that the Torah teaches us to enjoy life and elevate our mundane activities, to elevate joyful activities in our life, and turn it also to something that we could use it to connect to Hashem. So because of this, when the Torah wants to tell us about the bringing of Torah, he said, Torah tzivanu Moshe, morasha kilat Yaakov. The Torah is the legacy of all of the congregation of Yaakov, because it belongs to every single one, even the simple one, because also he can elevate his mundane and simple life and make it extraordinary and make it part of Avodat Hashem. Funny and interesting vote, which is given by the Kotzker Rebbe, who was a very, very wise and sharp Hasidish Rebbe. So you see at source number 8, that during Pesach, so there is the question of the Ben Arasha, the evil son. And he asked, Ma havoda zot lachem? What is this worship of yours? Why? Because he goes in the streets of Jerusalem during Pesach, and he smells the Korban Pesach, the offering of Pesach, that everyone have to eat matzah, they have to eat this piece of meat from the offering, and he looks around, he smells, he sees this delicious and terrific barbecue, and then he sees people wearing talitot, wearing these special clothes, and making a bracha, and eating this lafa shawarma, this hamburger, and they're eating it, and this is a mitzvah. So he says, this is worship? This is the way that you worship your God? This is not a worship. This is a way for you to benefit, to enjoy yourself. How is this worship? What is the answer that we give to the Ben Arasha? So the Haggadah says, Afatak he shinav. We should break his teeth. Why are we breaking his teeth? Why are we using corporal punishment and physical violence? The reason is to teach him, if you think that your teeth are used only for eating and enjoying and living mundane life, you're wrong. Your teeth are supposed to also use it and utilize it to Avodat Hashem. This is the purpose of your teeth, the purpose of enjoying life. So we see that according to Judaism, we have to enjoy, and by enjoying our physical life, they actually show that the Torah and the commandments of Hashem can also influence our mundane life and elevate our mundane life to Hashem. Says Harav Kook, for this very reason, this is why the nations of the world are tested with the mitzvah of Sukkah. There's a very, very famous halakha, very, very famous rule about Sukkah, which says in source number 9, Mitzta'er patur min ha-sukkah. If sitting in the Sukkah for some reason is difficult for you, it's too cold, there are flies, there are bees, you are patur from the Sukkah. You are exempted from the mitzvah. You don't have to commit this mitzvah. Mitzta'er patur min ha-sukkah. Mitzvah Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah, the commandment of Sukkah, is to enjoy sitting under the Sukkah. The entire purpose is to enjoy. We want you to enjoy. And once you cannot enjoy, once that you are mitzvah, that you are suffering, so you are no longer obligated to sit under the Sukkah. This is the test that Hashem wants to test the nations of the world. Are you capable of comprehending a mitzvah, a commandment, that all you have to do is to sit down, chill, and have a good time? Let's see if you're capable of enjoying such a Sukkah. And he's doing it in the time of Tammuz, when it's hot outside, and that is the perfect time, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to sit under the Sukkah. It's the best time to sit under the Sukkah. Nevertheless, they cannot sit inside. Because if they sit inside the Sukkah, they're enjoying the shade, and they're saying, this is worship. This is a way of doing Hashem's will. This is a way of doing Hashem's commandments. It cannot be. This cannot be a way to perform mitzvah. They go outside and they kick the sukkah and they say, this is not, and they say, I can't understand, I can't comprehend this kind of mitzvah, this kind of a mitzvah. So because of that, this is the reason why they sit, Hashem is testing them with the mitzvah of sukkah and Tammuz, because Hashem wants to see if they are capable of comprehending Jewish Torah, the Torah of enjoying the physical life and elevating it to Hashem's, to worship Hashem. So why are we sitting under the Sukkah of the Leviathan? Why? And in that day, they will be tested, they will be in an ordinary Sukkah, and we will be under the Sukkah of the Leviathan. There's a very fascinating Gemara, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, telling us Hashem's schedule. If you want to make an appointment, you have to know what Hashem's schedule is. The Gemara says in source number 10, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, 12 shaot havei hayom. There are 12 hours during the day. Shalosh harishonot HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev ve'osek b'Torah. 3 first hours is morning Seder. He's learning Torah. Shniot yoshev ve'dan et kol ha'olam kulo. The second 3 hours from 4 to 6, Hashem is sitting as a judge and judging the world. Shlishiyot Yoshev Zantet Kol Olam Kulo. From 7 to 9, he is feeding the entire world. And for the last part of the day, for the remainder of the day, Riviot Yoshev Misachek Im Livyatan. He's sitting and playing with the Leviathan, playing, having fun, suchek also can mean laughter. He's somehow enjoying the Leviathan for every single day for 3 hours. What is this? What does this mean that Hashem is enjoying every day 3 hours? What does this mean? There's a very interesting comment written in Nefesh HaRav, source 11. Rav Shechter says that Rav Soloveitchik said that the reason why the Gemara is telling this is, it's not the pshat, but he's saying that the reason why the Gemara is saying this, that the Shabbat was, don't be so serious in life. Take things easy. If Hashem could play 3 hours a day with the Leviathan, also we can take things a bit more easier. We don't have to be all like this kind of respectful. If we feel that someone is insulting us, even if Hashem is playing with the Leviathan, so you also could be insulted from time to time and not take it too seriously. Don't worry. That's the reason why he plays every single day, that's the message. Okay, but the Maharal from Prague, that his entire work was in order to explain cryptic words of our sages, and this is very cryptic, to tell us that Hashem is dedicating 3 hours a day to play with the Leviathan. What is the purpose of playing with the Leviathan? He says, the Maharal in Prague, Ma she'amar ki mishachek im Leviathan davka, ki yesh el Hashem itbarach tachlit hitachdut im ru'av. Hashem wants to connect with the creatures that he created. Hashem wants to be part of our lives. He wants to be part of us. He wants to be part of us. So the Gemara telling us that he plays with the Leviathan indicates that the same way that he is relating and being close with the Leviathan, Hashem also wants and wishes to be close with us, with human beings. And he wants us to somehow be close to him. And that's why he says that the word Leviathan, you have inside there the letters Lamed Vav Yud Leviya, which means escort or Levi, to be part of something, to be some side of something. Hashem wants to connect and unify with his creatures. And what is the way of unifying? Hamaral says Etzem Aschok Beatzmo Hu Eitachadut HaRatzon Im Devar Echad. The way to connect to something spiritually, you have to connect by schok, by playing, by laughter, by having fun, by enjoying. The way that someone could connect and unify with something else is by the means of joy. This is what the message of the Leviathan. The way to connect to something is davka, by the means of having a good time and enjoying things. And this is the message of the Sukkah, that we are trying to enjoy Sukkah. Meaning that after we finished all the days of Tishrei, all the high holidays, the high holy days, and now we davened. I mean, we're so close to Hashem, we have to enjoy ourselves and know that we should elevate our mundane and physical pleasures in life all the time to Hashem and feel Hashem every single time. So because of that, we also sit inside the skin of the Leviathan. So may the blessing that we say last year, we can say it also today, that Yei Ratzon, that we will sit this coming Sukkot in the Sukkah made out of skin of a Leviathan. Thank you very much, everybody. I think Rabbi Tachino left because he's hurrying for Mincha. So I want to thank you again for your time. Thank you for joining us at Tishrei in the Day.